What's up, everybody? I know I'm a tad bit late to the game tonight, but thank you so much for tuning in. Please, please hit the share button, hit the love button, hit the thumbs up. We're going to talk about how they are coming after us, even without the court's approval. Let's talk about it. Are where they went. They caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like I said, if you haven't already, please hit the share button, hit the thumbs up. I do apologize again, running a little bit late tonight. I have some technical issues that I had to work out, and I think I got them worked out. Hopefully, I got them worked out. So please hit the share button no matter how or when you are watching this. Let's talk about the Hunter Biden laptop. Is it okay to talk about the Hunter Biden laptop? You remember Joe Biden went onto the debate stage and he talked about the Hunter Biden laptop and he said, President Trump is lying. We had 51 independent researchers say that the Hunter Biden laptop was a lie. It was all
Russian
propaganda. You remember that? I remember that like it was yesterday. And President Trump is there. He said, no, it's all true. And the liberal media during the debate, they go, well, Trump, it's not true. They were siding with Joe Biden, knowing good and well that it was 100% true. And it was not
Russia.
It wasn't Russia propaganda. Biden literally lied to the American people, and they're still lying to the American people. You have the DOJ, the FBI that were complicit with the lie. They were with it. We talked about it the other day. What's the guy's name? It's just throw me off right now. All these technical issues I was having. It's over the DOJ.
Ray.
No. What's his name?
Yeah. He's over the FBI. Ray is.
What? Yeah, he's the one that was had in the emails with Hunter Biden, right? Is that that's what I'm thinking about? Or is it's not Garland? Or is it Garland? Maybe. I apologize. I can't even remember right now. But
I mean, Garland's over the DOJ.
I thought it was Garland that was meeting with Hunter Biden in the White House when
no
Joe Biden was the VP.
Blinken. Okay, I was wondering where you were going. Okay, Blinken and his wife. Did we talk about that on this show?
I don't think we actually
did. Yeah, they coordinated while Blinken was working for Biden or for Obama.
No, I got you saying it, right?
You do. Under Obama. Oh my gosh. Obama. That's another one we could use.
Obama.
Yeah, they coordinated on the laptop story while he was working for Obama, Blinken, and his wife. So, yeah, that came out last week or this week.
Yeah,
I don't even know. There's so much going on. I don't even know what things coming out anymore.
You're
making us dizzy.
You know what? It is making us all dizzy, right? Because they keep spinning stuff. They keep lying about all of it. So let me share this with you. This is one that was on them talking about Joe Biden being on a debate stage, literally saying that President Trump was lying and President Trump was telling the truth. And now none of the liberal media, none of them coming out and say, well, we were wrong for siding with Joe Biden. We were completely wrong.
Yeah, they're not even touching this story.
No, they're not. They're staying away from it.
They didn't say anything about Blinken. They didn't say anything about the laptop and the whole
stinking Blinken.
All the lies that were told.
Yeah.
During the.
They say nothing. Listen to this.
His campaign colluded with the CIA to get 51 former intelligence officers to sign a document that said that Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation just weeks before the 2020 election. And then he went on a debate stage and lied through his dentures.
I like it. He lied through his dentures. You talking like about Joe Biden. I'm surprised they you know, they would say, okay, we can't say that about Joe on here. This is Fox. We can't say that about Joe. Don't talk about his dentures. You're talking about the man in the White House. I'm surprised they didn't stop him and say, look, we can't talk about his dentures on here. That's degrading. I'm surprised they didn't say that. But anyways.
To the American people about that. And to me, that should be disqualifying right off the bat. How do you run for president? He should be impeached and prosecuted on that alone.
Exactly. He should be impeached and prosecuted on that alone. Really? On that alone? Because, I mean, he went on the debate stage and he told everybody that what President Trump was saying was a lie when all along it was not a lie. What Joe Biden was saying was a lie. What the liberal media was saying was a lie. What the Democrats were saying was a lie. What the federal government was saying and the federal government doing is a lie. They are the ones that lied. They're the ones that deceive the American people. And not a single one of them come out and say, well, you know what? We were wrong. We were wrong to tell you that the Hunter Biden laptop was disinformation, was Russian propaganda. Russia. We were all wrong. They're never going to say that. Why? Because it's part of the agenda. That's what they wanted to do. That's what they wanted people to believe. And they still want people to believe it, amongst other things. Right? Amongst other things. They put all this fake information out there trying to get everybody to believe it. And a lot of people still believe it today. I was actually out on the streets talking to someone and they were talking about, well, Trump colluded with Russia.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Even after the Mueller report and Mueller came out and said there was no evidence that President Trump colluded with Russia, did Russia try to do something? Sure.
And well, let me ask you.
All countries try to do something. We did something to Israel. We did something to other nations. Of course that happens. But President Trump never colluded with Russia. And these people, these people that lost their minds, they still believe that President Trump colluded with Russia because that's the only thing they want to believe.
And what perpetuated that lie?
The Pfizer court.
The Pfizer, which we're about court. To talk about.
Yes, we're getting ready to get into that Pfizer court. The Pfizer court is the reason why all of that happened. And they want all of us to believe otherwise. I mean, come on. It's such total corruption. They're not even hiding it any longer. They got caught. And we're going to get into some more of the information about the Pfizer. But I want to share one more thing before we get to that. This is about the puppet. And the question is who the puppet masters are, right? Because there's more than one. And I would say that Obama is one of the puppet masters. I think everyone would agree. Please hit the share button on this. No matter how you are watching this, please hit the share button on this. I have information I want to share with you that everybody needs to see. Look at this one. I can't ever remember his name or get his name correctly. I think it's Rasmi. I know a lot of people have a problem saying it. I'm admitting it, right? I have a terrible problem with names anyway.
That's one of those names. I don't know why I can't remember it either. Yeah. I always say Ramsway
or something like that. And I never hear other media personalities say his name either. At least I'm missing it maybe. But listen, he's actually calling out who the puppet is going into the 2024.
Is this the worry that Biden is not going to be able to finish out 8 years and Kamala Harris is going to be our president?
Well, I think the biggest farce.
Now, you hear what she's just said, right? Because I believe, and I'm going to take it back. I'm going to take it back a couple of seconds. I believe that they're only putting Biden there for one reason. So he'll be there maybe a couple months if he even lasts and up until 2024. But they're only saying this because they want Kamala Harris there because they want to be the party that has the first woman. And once they do that, the country, my personal opinion, and I pray that I'm wrong, they put Kamala Harris there, the country will never bounce back. I want to be wrong. Please, Lord, allow me to be wrong. And people can say, well, no, Will, you're wrong. You're wrong. I'm with you. I want to be wrong. But they want Kamala Harris and the country. If they put her there, you know, World War III will be within a couple of days, more than likely, because she's a total tyrant. She's worse than old Biden, if you can imagine.
Kamala Harris is going to be our president?
Well, I think the biggest farce is the idea that it is Biden running for re-election at all. Forget whether he's going to finish 8 years. He wasn't even really the one who started the 8 years. He's a front man for the managerial class. They have put him up as a puppet that they can control. And so his cognitive deficits, that's not a bug. That's a feature to them. And so I think once we see through that, the rest of it starts to make sense. It almost doesn't matter to them who sits in the White House as long as it's someone that his handlers in the managerial class can control. Susan Rice stepped down. Well, my guess is she's going to be playing a big role. Pay attention to who's pulling the strings, not who the puppet is.
Yeah, pay attention who's pulling the strings, not who the puppet is. And then he's talking about Joe Biden's state of his mind when Joe Biden has already lost his mind. Remember, he said,
I got hairy legs.
He says stuff like that. He said his gaffes all the time. Even the liberal media were like, don't give Joe Biden the teleprompter. Just give this the raw Joe. Like him saying the stupid stuff is okay on the world stage. Don't give him no teleprompter. Did y'all see the latest? Joe Biden, when he was on a, he was actually like it was a press conference, right? He just did a press conference. Was it yesterday or the day before? It was something like that. Shannon, did you see this? I meant to ask you about this earlier. Well, he's there. He has the card. And he has a card with the reporters that he's going to call on. That. And then he has the picture of the person and had to pronounce the person's name. Maybe I need that for, you know, when I pronounce their names. Y'all, so y'all put it in there so I can say it right.
Yeah, they asked KGP about that today. I saw an article and she was saying, that's just normal. That's not out of the ordinary. That's not a non-issue.
What do you mean? Yeah, it's not out of the ordinary for him. Because he's been doing that repeatedly. I remember the first time they were talking about it, he was overseas after he talked to Putin.
Russia.
And then he was supposed to come out and talk to the press about what he did, what was discussed, right? What was the discussion about? And guess what? It took him 3 hours. 3 hours before he came out to the press because they were like, man, where's he at? What's taking so long? Putin had already talked to everybody and was bounced. And they're still waiting hours later for Joe Biden to come out. And then when he came out, he had a card in his hand. Okay, I'm supposed to call on so-and-so. And then they had the Q&A on the card. That's not normal. President Trump tonight took questions. And he didn't have a card. He said, okay, let me say, we'll go with you. And we'll go with you. And President Trump, it's pretty rare for an event for President Trump to take questions from the crowd like that.
President Trump did that. He's done it before.
No. I'm talking about, this was like a rally event.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I don't ever recall President Trump taking questions at a rally event. And I've been to events where it's just me and maybe 15 or maybe 20 other people in the room, and President Trump doesn't take questions there either. So this was pretty rare. And the reason why President Trump was taking these questions to say, hey, I can just take a question here, which one? Someone give me a question. Give me a question. And, you know, they all want to ask him a question. He didn't have a card. He wasn't doing it by script. Joe Biden can't do it unless he has the script. He can't do it. In other news, Attorney General Bragg, this dude is ridiculous. He's going after President Trump. Let's make it full screen. He's going after President Trump, which we all know. He indicted President Trump. And now that he indicted President Trump, he is not wanting to share the information with President Trump's legal team. It says, just in, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg has filed a new motion to keep President Donald Trump from having
unfettered access
to some of the evidence his office will present in the porn star payoff hush money case against him. What is he hiding? What is he hiding? What is he hiding?
Yeah.
Why can't President Trump's attorneys get access to what they're accusing President Trump of? So in this case, you're just guilty until proven innocent for the left. They do this with everything. You're guilty because we say you're guilty, and you're not innocent because we don't want you to be innocent. No matter what, President Trump could be on the other side of the world and something happens in Australia and they're blaming President Trump. They blame President Trump for everything. Get him off the screen. They blame President Trump for everything.
And you know what, though? It's completely not right, because he has to build a case in or a defense. And how can you build a defense if you don't have access to the evidence against you? It makes no sense. They've been saying that that is not right. That is even unconstitutional for him to be able to defend himself.
Well, they said they've done this in the past. There's some people saying that, you know, some attorneys, they can withhold the information from the defense team, so then that way they can get a gotcha or surprise when they go to court. I've never heard of it. There's no equal justice under the law when it comes to the left. There is not. It's for they are above the law, being the left, and everyone else is under the law. And if they want to change the law on the whim, you just have to live. You know what it's like? It reminds me how they change the community standards on the whim. And if you violate the community standard 3 years ago and they just made it up today, they go 3 years ago and they penalize you.
Oh yeah, that's retro.
And then, yeah, that's exactly what it is. Like, oh my goodness, you said so-and-so 3 years ago. We're going to get you now for it. They penalize you today for it. It's the same thing. It's the same thing that they did Brett Kavanaugh. Remember, they went to get Brett Kavanaugh over a fake story that wasn't even real for years ago. But they said he was guilty. And just like now, they still say that he's guilty. Now, let's get to this FISA issue. The FISA courts. You remember when President Trump was running for office in 2016, they used the FISA courts to go after President Trump. Hillary Rodham Clinton went through the FISA courts and they came up with this fraudulent case to spy on President Trump, this dossier, and no one questioned it. Even after the fact, that no one said anything about it after the fact. We knew what happened. The judge, all of them should have been saying, wait a minute, they brought us fraudulent information and we acted on it. They knew it was fraudulent.
Yeah, they're part of the puppet makers.
They knew it was fake. They knew that it was not real. And they still went along with it. And nothing ever happened to them. Why? Because they said, we can do this and there's nothing you can do about it. Now, listen to this. This clip here absolutely exposes what they've been doing all along, and they've been doing it ever since. And under the Biden regime, they've actually increased these fraudulent cases against the American people. Millions of cases, actually.
I lose sleep over the 3.4 million warrantless searches of Americans' communications using FISA Section 702. 3.4 million warrantless searches in 2021 alone, which is nearly triple the approximately 1.3 million queries in 2020. And while reports indicate the FBI conducted fewer queries in 2022, it still made roughly 559 searches per day. That represents, in my opinion, intelligence officials breaking the rules 559 times per day. I lose sleep over the fact that Section 702 information acquired without a warrant can later be used by the FBI in criminal prosecutions unrelated to foreign intelligence or national security. And I lose sleep knowing that the FBI has misused privileged warrantless spying power to conduct rogue surveillance on innocent Americans. To me, this is not a partisan issue.
Wow. I mean, just playing it out there right there.
I mean, really, something's really stuck out to me. He said they use these warrantless searches more as soon as who got into office?
The Biden crime family.
2021, it went up as soon as Biden got into office.
It went
exponentially up. And he said it was rogue agents. And you know what they're doing, Will? Just like this administration has done so many times now, they're weaponizing the power of the government against the people. And it makes me sick because we sit here and we listen to these young people that you're going to show later in the show today. They're saying, oh, we're the ones fighting fascism. We're the ones that are fighting for democracy. And I'm sitting here going, you don't even know what you're talking about. You are more concerned about somebody that has a different thought than you when we have a government that's being weaponized against the American people. This is not right.
It is really disturbing. So listen to Matt Gaetz as he's talking about this as well, and how they actually went in and they were raiding American homes. This is a lot of people go, it would never be like the 1940s Germany here in America. I'm telling you, there's people that are saying it would never be like that. I'm one of them. I used to say we would never reach that status of it being like the 1940s Germany. I used to think that we would never get to that. I'm like, wow, no one would. Why would anyone want to repeat that? Where they've actually already started doing it. Listen to this. It's unbelievable. They've already started tyranny in America of millions of Americans being raided on warrantless searches because of what? And then again, they increase this under the Biden regime. Who do you think they're targeting? Who do you think they're targeting?
I want to get into the 3.4 million backdoor searches that the ranking member pointed out in his opening statement. Mr. Inspector General, how should the public think about those?
Well, I think what we've seen in the various public reports, and I'm limited in what I can say about what's public, which I think is one of the issues, by the way, that's worth talking about, is transparency here. It's obviously very concerning that there's that volume of searches, and particularly concerning the error rate that was reported on in the last 2 years in the public reporting.
Now, and that error rate was what?
I believe it was around 30%. I think, fellow members, I think it's around 30%.
Well, around 30%. So, you know, they like to fudge the numbers lower if it's going to make them look bad. So it's probably like around 39.9%. Well, since this, you know, has a three in the front of it, we'll just say around 30%. It's probably kissing 40. I mean, these people are corrupt. This is like the most corrupt federal government in American history. I mean, my God, the corruption at the level that it is, and they're doing it in our faces, and they're telling us that there's nothing you can do about it because we control the law in the country. And if the law in the country is going to do our bidding, meaning the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, and a whole lot of rest of them, there's nothing you can do about it. Tell me, send me a message on what you say we can do about it, because I know I've had people in the past say, well, Will, we have the Constitution. I agree. But how is that helping us today when the tyrants are in control? It's a valid question. Be mad at me, but I'm just asking you the question. Prove me wrong. How is it going to help us when the tyrants that are in control don't adhere to it? It's a valid question.
30%. I'm a lawyer, not a mathematician, but 3.4 million, about 30%. You're talking about seven figures of error in terms of these searches. I'm wondering how many people can perform these backdoor queries?
I'm going to defer to board members because you have the review ongoing.
I'm afraid I don't have those figures at my fingertips in terms of the number of people that can conduct those types of searches. But I share the concern expressed in the question that we need to have greater safeguards. And I urge Congress to incorporate a requirement for FISA court review of these kinds of searches to protect Americans.
They're not going to do diddly. Because if that was the case, they would have been looking into the FISA court when Hillary Rodham Clinton did the fake dossier. They're not going to do anything. They're going to have these hearings all day long, but nothing is going to happen. It's like the only purpose of these hearings is to bring awareness to the American people in hopes that you will be an informed voter. That's it, because nothing's going to happen. These people are criminals. Does anyone really truly expect the criminals to do something about their criminal activity?
I mean, well, I have to say one of our biggest problems here in America is the low information voter. So
yeah,
hopefully will be effective in that. But the sad thing is when we go to look at the news tomorrow, as much as you may not like Fox News, they're probably going to be the only one that has an article about it. No one else will be talking about it. No, and maybe the Epic Times, which is my favorite.
Yeah.
But everyone else, they're not even going to touch the story. And so the people who need to see it, hear it, listen to it, are most likely
they're not
going to
hear it. And when they get wind of it, they'll ignore it. They'll ignore it.
Fourth Amendment.
Yeah, 3.4 million backdoor searches, more than a million of them in error. If I represent to you that we believe there may be north of 10,000 people in the federal government that can perform those queries, would anyone here have a basis to disagree with that assessment?
No.
10,000 people can just make up a query. 10,000 people. 10,000 tyrants. Oh, look at this. Oh, we don't like that person there. Let's get them. We don't like that one there. Let's get them. Let's get them. And then on top of that,
yeah, on top talk of about- that,
then we have the IRS. Yep. The yep. IRS. I mean, come on. Is it ever going to end? Now, McCarthy, one of the first things that McCarthy said that they were going to do in the House is get rid of these 87,000 armed IRS agents. So I guess the Democrats found another way, a workaround to get these armed IRS agents into the states of America.
Well, to try to eliminate some of these IRS agents, it is in the debt limit bill that they proposed. Okay, and let's bring yesterday.
Is this on the screen. But, let's put it on the screen. Is this the article here?
Yeah, if you
scroll
remember,
it down a little bit. Scroll it down a little bit because it's cutting off the headlines.
Yeah, if you remember, the Democrats kept saying, oh, this is really about we need more technology. We need more agents to answer the phone. Do you remember all those things? They totally dismissed the fact that they were going to be armed agents. Not that they didn't say it wasn't, but for the most part, they're saying, listen, this is what this money is going to. Well, today, guess what? The IRS is hiring gun-carrying special agents in all 50 states. The branch of the IRS is called Criminal Investigation Division. It says that they will be authorized by law to carry and use firearms. They will investigate financial crimes, money laundering, tax-related identity theft, wow, and terrorist financing efforts.
Wow.
It says this.
Does it say when this goes in effect?
They're doing it right now. They're hiring.
They're hiring right now. So you, the American people, if you're a leftist tyrant, you can, and I'm pretty sure they're not going to do conservatives.
And listen to this, Will.
Right? You can be a tyrant to go and attack conservatives because that's who they want to do. I take that back. They're not going to target conservatives in this alone. They're going to target every single person who wants to make a living, who wants to turn the lights on in their home. They're going to target every single person.
Oh, yeah. They want their money. They got an agenda that they need to finance.
Yeah.
It says under the posting, it says major duties section. The IRS says that the special agents carry a firearm and must be prepared to protect themselves or herself. I'm surprised it didn't say he, she, it, or others from physical attacks by any time without warning and use firearms in life-threatening situations. I think it's interesting that they want to make sure that these IRS agents that are collecting money for the government are able to protect themselves, but they really aren't worried about some of these Americans in their homes protecting themselves.
Yeah, they want to make sure the law-abiding citizen is unable to protect themselves. That's what it really comes down to. And then you have Joffrey's, right? Because this is part of the debt bill, right? This IRS nonsense, correct?
Yeah, this so is this part was of the debt him bill. So arguing let's listen, so before let's, they
let's,
voted.
Yeah, so let's listen to Joffrey's, okay? Have you ever watched Game of Thrones? Y'all remember Joffrey's in Game of Thrones? I mean, just the name, fitting. I mean, because he, oh my goodness. If you watch Game of Thrones, you know exactly what I'm talking about, and it like fits him to a T. If you haven't watched Game of Thrones for Joffrey's, just go watch it for that. But anyways, listen to what he says. And of course, he's alienating half the country like he normally does. He has nothing else to say. And he always keep talking about a certain group of people. Nothing ever changes. He's going to continue to keep telling everybody that it's the MAGA Republicans that are the problem. You understand what I'm saying?
This reckless Republican effort to lead us down the road of a dangerous default will hurt working families, hurt the middle class, hurt all those Americans who aspire to be part of the middle class, hurt young people, hurt seniors, hurt veterans, hurt the poor, the sick, and the afflicted, hurt people in urban America, in rural America, in exurban America, in small town America, in Appalachia, in the heartland of America, hurt the least, the lost, and the left behind. The extreme MAGA Republican Default on America Act will hurt everyday Americans.
Wow.
Why? Because you want to jam your reckless extreme ideology down the throats of the American people.
Well, so
reckless ideology.
Let me. I love if we were not on Facebook and YouTube right now, I would tell you what they're throwing down the throats of the American people. And do you know what that is? What topic could I possibly talk about that? You know, Facebook and YouTube would get really worked up and riled up if I was talking about what the federal government is throwing down the throats of the American people.
You know what? Well,
I think you know what that is.
I didn't hear him say Christians. Did you?
The new Christian is the MAGA Republican. That's what it is. So instead of them saying Christians,
but he didn't include MAGA Republicans in it.
Huh? Yes, he did.
Okay.
Did you miss it?
He was criticizing MAGA Republicans.
But that's who he's talking about.
But he wasn't saying that he was there to protect.
No. He's saying MAGA Republicans are the ones who's creating the problems in the country.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want work every day working people to make a living.
I'm saying the people that he included, that he was fighting for, was not Christians.
No, he said they're the ones who's causing the problems.
Yep.
That's who he's saying is causing the problems. Christians. That's essentially what he's saying. That's who he's saying causing the problems. Okay, we are at that point. If you would, did anyone bless our broadcast?
Let's see.
Because we are at the point, let's go ahead and do a split screen on this.
Yes, so we did get some Facebook stars. We have Paula, thank you very much.
Thank you, Paula.
Tommy, Cindy, Donna, Brenda on Facebook.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, everybody, there it is right there on the screen.
I do want to say one thing while we're getting ready to move over.
I just want people to pay attention to it right there on the screen. If you go to rumble.com/Will Johnson/live, you can see this live right now, which you see the rest of the broadcast, which will be on there. Or you can go to my website, which is UAF.media right there at the bottom, and then just click on it. And my producer made it really, really nice. I mean, I look at it. This is like she did a phenomenal job. UAF.media. And when you go to it, it looks like an app. It looks like an app. Right? So I'm giving a little time right there for people to go to it. UAF.media. And once you go there, you can just scroll down a little bit. You can see my LFA TV. Then you see Facebook, which I'm on right now. And then there's Lindell. And then you scroll down. You see it in green. Click to watch me on Rumble. You'll see it right there when you go to UAF.media. It's actually really slick. I'm like, wow, this looks really good. It's really understandable, easy to see, easy to understand. UAF.media, check it out. All right, meet us over on Rumble, everybody. We're getting ready to go over there right now. And for everyone who's not going to go to Rumble, because there's some people that don't want to, and I'm not mad at you, be nice if you would join me though. God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for being there. Thank you so much for sharing the video on Facebook. Please hit the share button if you haven't already. Actually, it shows me that there's 47 shares on the videos. Let me refresh it maybe. It says 173 shares. Help me get to 200 shares on Facebook. Help me get to 200 shares, please. I'm asking you nicely. Please. Please is nicely, right? And on YouTube, thank you so much. Hit the thumbs up on your way out. Thank you so much. On your way to Rumble. Let me put it that way. On your way to Rumble, hit the share button and hit the thumbs up. We'll see you over there in about 30 seconds. Yep, just waiting for you. Okay, I see it go down on Facebook. And we're good on YouTube?
Yep.
All right. Coolio. Okay. Now, let's see here. Now that I have your attention, let's get into some of this extra, extra crazy stuff. Okay, this one here. Let me ask y'all a question. Let me go to the chat on Rumble here. Let's go to the chat here on Rumble. And I want to ask y'all here. We are on Rumble, right? Okay, there we are. Okay. Let's look at this. I'm going to ask y'all a question, and please put it in the Rumble chat here because I'm looking at it right here on my phone, my mobile device. You see that? Can y'all see it? It's kind of blurry though. Okay. What do you think America looks like? Do you think America looks like a melting pot of people, right? It's not just one particular group. The left will say white America. They say it all the time, right? But America to me are black people, white people, Asian people, Hispanic people, Indian people, right? It's the American people. And all of those nationalities really mean nothing. It just means what really counts is that we're all Americans, right? I mean, I don't come on here and say, look at Will Johnson, black American, right? That for me, that don't even make sense. It don't even sound right. It's just Will Johnson, I'm an American. I happen to be who I am, which is not a problem. But that's not what's important. But you have the left. They're always trying to emphasize on different complexion and different sex. Let me share this video with you. Because the left on MSSTD, they're trying to convince everybody that this is what America looks like. Watch this.
And the truth be told is that, you know, in the South, we have a saying, a dying mule kicks the hardest. These systems of white supremacy, these systems of transphobia, of homophobia, of plantation politics are dying. And so that's why we're seeing this extreme reaction, because they know that we look at the screen right now. This represents the future of America. This represents the vision of America that they're so fearful of, because it is an inclusive America. It's one that affirms human dignity. It's one that affirms our solidarity with each other, our connection. But let them be on notice that this is just the beginning, that we are going to continue to push forward toward that vision of America that lives up to what it says on paper, towards that vision of America that challenges this notion that people like us don't belong in elected office, because we're not going in there, to make friends. We're going in there to make change. And that's the difference, is that we are not going to assimilate. We're not going to conform to a system that's been meant to make us feel small, meant to stifle our voices and the voices of our constituents. But we're going with this bold mandate to say that we have to push forward together, and that these systems, that their time has come, and that a new generation is rising up to make America what it ought to be.
So what is America ought to be?
What system says that they can't be in office? Please explain to me.
There is no system.
There's no such thing.
There is no system to say they can't be in office. Now, personally, if you're running for political office, I think there should be a test, a mental state test that everyone should have to take. And one of the questions that should be on the test is this a man? And can this man become a woman?
And can you define what a woman is?
And can you define what a woman is?
And when does life begin?
And the answer should be, yes, this is a man. And no, he cannot become a man. And a woman is a female species that can bear children in the womb. That's a woman.
I hate to tell you.
Men cannot do it.
When they talk about this is what our Constitution is reflecting, this is not what our Constitution reflects. Listen, our founders created a Constitution off of godly values, right? Mm-hmm. These people want to take away our rights. They want to shut down the Republican, especially this guy, Justin Hoge.
Oh, yeah.
He's a known BLM member.
Yeah.
He's talked about white people. He talks about that there's still a plantation in our America. What? What plantation are you talking about? The only plantation that's happening is in his own mind.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, let me say thank you to, where'd it go? BG Clan came over from Fascist Book. Thank you so much for being here. And, you know, I really like that. People letting me know that they came over from Fascist Book. And then you have look like Lit Texas Firecracker.
Our friend Christy is here. She was on Facebook and came
Christy,
over to Mumble.
Nice. Came
Give
from
her
Facebook.
A shout out.
Hey, Christy. Christy's actually, she lives right down the street from me. She's really cool. Okay, let me see who else. Because I like to know when you say, if you came over from YouTube and came over from Facebook, it lets me know that it worked.
Wizard. Hey, Wizard says me.
Did y'all go to UAF.media? Did y'all go to UAF.media? I'm telling you, I need to go look at it because it's really, really slick. I'm highly
Kevin
impressed.
R. wants to let you know he came from YouTube.
Okay,
thank you, Kevin. R. Always appreciate you. And MBO or Neva on YouTube is here as well. Nice to see you over here.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. It's really awesome. It's really awesome. And I still want to know if Cindy came from Fascist Book. Thank you so much, Cindy. But I really want to know, have y'all gone to UAF.media? And you know what? Go ahead and bookmark it. You know, it's really simple. Bookmark it on your phone. If you don't know how to bookmark it, ask someone that's close to you. You know, someone younger than me. Because they can tell you how to bookmark it. I'm telling you. Okay, let's move on here. Let's move on. And if you don't mind, please go to my website, unitedamericafirst.com. Help me keep the broadcast going. I need your help. Can I talk about one thing
before we go on?
Yes.
If there's anybody here in the chat that's from Texas, we would really like it if you met up with us. We are going to be at the Capitol in Austin this weekend. There is a huge rally. There's going to be so many people here. Yes. It's going to be big, right?
You remember yesterday when we talked about how the federal government is complicit with a multi-billion-dollar child trafficking op. Remember that happened. So to my understanding, all of them that were there were going to be here, except for the Democrats, of course, right? But some of the politicians, not all of them, but some of the people that were there going to be here in Texas Saturday. So yep. If you're in Texas, if you're going to be close to the area, please join us. I'll be there. And yep. I know some people go like, I don't know. I'm a little nervous about going because Antifa might show up, BLM
might show up. Let me finish here.
Antifa, BLM might show up. But when you have a whole bunch of conservatives show up, they rarely ever do. They only show up when there's a small crowd. And you're conservative, Christian, Republican. You need to stop being afraid of these people, because that's exactly the same thing they did in Nazi Germany. They got people to be afraid, and you didn't speak up. You didn't go. You didn't represent. And I'm telling you, when we show up in numbers, they don't show up. They're like, okay, well, there's too many of them. We don't want to show up. I'll be honest with you. I did like Battle Berkeley. It was pretty crazy.
And if you can, you can't really see. It's kind of small, and it won't let me make it
full
big.
Let's do full screen.
But this is this Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. And you know what? If you want to be around a whole bunch of great Americans, you need to come. I'm going to scan down to the bottom. Ted Nugent is going to be there. You got Laura Logan that's going to be there. Chip Roy is going to be there. CJ Pearson. I know a lot of people know him.
Yeah, it's not showing her pictures for some
reason. It's not. I don't know why.
Pictures on there before. Oh, there's one.
It only does this on Safari. Listen, they're going to give you tools to help to make a difference. And that's what we need. We need people to show up. And these rallies always give you action avenues. And that's what we need. We need people to take action.
Yeah. If nothing else, if you know someone that lives in Texas, send them this video and tell them to start at the time we started talking about it here. If they don't want to watch the whole thing. And tell them to show up. Tell them to show up. Say, hey, y'all need to go and support them. Support what's happening there. We need to bring awareness, because they're talking about all the fentanyl and the child trafficking. I say it's sex trafficking. The Democrats, in my personal opinion, they're complicit with it. And, you know, look at Bill Clinton. Look at all of them. They're all perverts. They're all trying to excuse adult pedophilia with children. Now you even have the United Nations getting involved in that nonsense. Trying to say that it's okay. Talking about what's not okay, let's go back to this one. This is with MSSTD. They're on here talking, trying to convince everybody that they want to bring actual change to the country, or they want what's good for the country. Listen to this.
But what we know to be true, again, is with this new generation of voters, we are calling out the BS, and we are voting out.
Okay, before we go on, he's saying they're calling out the BS. For those of you that don't know, you're looking at the screen right now, including me. There's five men on the screen. You understand what I'm telling you? There's five men. And see, I can't show this on Facebook. Like I was saying, what could I possibly not talk about on Facebook and YouTube? Facebook and YouTube, they protect these sick individuals. There's five men on the screen. That is a man. That is a man. Not the bald one here. You know, that's a man right there. But the one in between, that is a man. There's no women on the screen here. See, that's what I'm saying. This is a mental illness. There's something truly wrong, a mental state. And every last one of them, every last one of them know that is a man, but they're trying to convince their minds that he is a woman. What?
The people who are continuing these systems of oppression that are not allowing us to pass the laws we need so we can live in a country where we have true freedom, the freedom to live in our communities, in our schools, in our homes without that fear of violence. And when it comes down to these Republicans and these state legislatures really scapegoating decorum, let's be clear, it's not about decorum. If it was about decorum, we'd hear them talking more about what happened on January 6th. What it is these representatives have challenged a system of white supremacy, of misogyny, of transphobia, and they are challenging that, and they don't want it to be challenged, and that's why we see these horrible actions going on right now. It has nothing to do with decorum and everything with keeping in the systems that have kept the three of us and people who look like us and who are us for generations out of positions of power, but that's changing in this country.
So you see that? There's a movement to change our nation. There's a movement to change our nation. These are sick individuals. 100% sick individuals. You know, I don't consider myself to be a mean person or anything like that, but these people, they're pretty disgusting. They're pretty repulsive. And let me share one more with you if I can. I do apologize. I know a lot of people are like, man, I can't stand looking at them. I mean, I'm with you too, right? I'm with you on that.
You know, the sad thing is, though, really, is these people are appealing to a whole new, huge population.
They're going
of
after
young
the younger
people.
Yes, they're
right.
Going after children.
The Democrats are using them to grow their base. And that's really who we need to be appealing to, too. So that's what I'm saying. If you know even young people that can come out this weekend to Austin and hear what is happening at our border and hear stories and what can, I mean, we really, Republicans need to do a better job about, if you want to call it grooming our young generation, informing them actually would be a better word, because these people are attracting low information voters. We want to equip voters with information so they can pick the person that represents them best.
Exactly. Now look at this. Now they're talking about how your black people, they're trying to equate black people with transgender as if black people, and I've said this with other things that they try to do this with. They try to equate being black with a trans or sodomites. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. They never had Democrats lynching them. Right? They never have. Not the way they did black people. They didn't have, the Democrats didn't hose down gay people in the streets like they did black people. Just a history about it. They never had dogs sicked on gay people like they did black people. It never happened. But they try to make that connection.
Representative Zephyr, how does that make you feel? Because you are a little different in this conversation. Your fight is not as far down the road as the fight for civil rights for Black Americans and even gay Americans. Being trans in this country is very, very hard right now. How do you feel when Representative Jones says to you, when you come for one of us, you come for all of us, and we're with you?
Now, listen to this. You hear him? It come for one of us, come for all of us. Now, this is when the dude is getting ready to talk. The fourth dude that's on there with the other three dudes. Watch.
You know, I feel solidarity. What else could I feel?
You know what? It's like the same stupid talking point. I feel solidarity.
Yeah, I think they all get the same talking points.
I feel solidarity.
Live.
This dude.
You know, in this moment, trans people are the target du jour for the far right, with over 400 bills targeting the community across state legislatures this year. But I know also in Montana, the first people standing up for me were the American Indian Caucus, pointing out that our state has a long history of targeting marginalized communities and with policies that lead to separation and death. And so we know that if we're going to succeed in this, one community is not enough to shift the tides of history here. We need all of us standing and fighting together.
Okay, first of all, there is no such thing as a trans community. Trans people do not exist. These are sick individuals calling themselves something other than what they actually are. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. And I say it all day on Twitter and they get mad at me. I put posts on there and said, you know what? Breaking news. If you haven't really realized this yet, in the real world, there's no such thing as a trans woman or a trans man. It doesn't exist. These are sick individuals calling themselves something other than what God created them. And they get mad. They get, how dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
And I'm like, well, it's the truth. You know that whole expression, you can't handle the truth. Well, they really can't handle the truth. Because as soon as you bring it to their attention that there's no such thing as a trans woman, a man can't get pregnant. Man, and then there's these videos. Oh, my goodness. These videos when they're all out there and the grown man going, oh, I can't take it. I can't take it. Then they get the heating pad, put it on their stomach. Oh, I'm cramping. I'm cramping. I've never seen a woman do that. I have two sisters. I have two sisters. I've been around women all my life. I've never seen a woman, I'm cramping. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but I've never seen a woman doing that.
Well, they're most certainly not going to make a video of it.
I know. They're not going to make a video of it. And if they are cramping like that, they'd go lay down because it's not something they want to publicize. And you got these grown men on there, I'm cramping. No, you're constipated. You're full of crap. And that's what it is. You're not cramping. You're constipated. You're full of crap. You're stuffed with it. In other news, we have these climate nuts. These idiots still pushing the whole climate change. And I love this video here. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she's talking to the climate nuts, and she puts them on the spot, and they don't even know how to react to it. They really don't. Listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene as she hands them a new one, basically, and exposes how stupid they really are.
People are not affecting climate change. You're going to tell me that back in the Ice Age, how much taxes did people pay and how many changes did governments make to melt the ice? The climate is going to continue to change. And there is no reason to just open up our borders and allow everyone in and continue to funnel over $50 billion or however many billions of dollars or trillions of dollars to foreign countries all over the world simply because they don't like the climate change. Mr. Chairman.
Simply because they don't like, and you know what, they said it before. People are migrating to the southern border because of climate change. We need to open up the border because of climate change. We're having a climate crisis. The weather is not so nice down there. It's humid, buggy, and everything else. So people are migrating because of the climate change. These are the most idiotic people ever on the planet. The most idiotic. We have another one on climate change, and let's do split screen here. This dude here, he was running with Hillary Rodham Clinton. He always, y'all ever see this, Sesame Street? Bat Fink? Y'all remember that? One, two, three, four dumb Democrats, That's what he looks like to me. Just put some fangs on him. Right? Do y'all see it? But anyways, this is about climate change again.
When I interact with young people, there is a palpable sense of anxiety among many, dread, fear, kind of an existential one. But I see some of the messaging getting more and more distraught and more anxious. We're living in an anxious time.
One proposed solution, by the way, if you want to decrease the stress level on our children, it'd be nice if climate change alarmists would stop scaring the you-know-what out of our children by telling them that the world is going to end.
You know what? That is such a valid point. That is such a valid point. They constantly say that the Republicans are fear-mongering. I've even had some people send me messages, well, you're just fear-mongering. You want people to support you because you're fear-mongering. I've had multiple people send me messages, well, you're fear-mongering. Isn't climate change a whole fear-mongering? Actually, climate change is a true cult. It really is.
I mean, to be honest, that's what the left does.
Climate change is their religion.
The left fears it, they tack into the people's fears, so they'll vote for them. They'll say, this is a problem. You know what? Kamala Harris, what was it, a month ago, whatever, was at some college, and she said they had this whole organization at the college because people feared the future. Should they get married?
Should they
have children?
Yeah.
I mean, what's going to happen?
Goodness. Because of climate change. And these children are so easily manipulated, they just suck it right up.
And you know what she said?
What'd she say?
I hear you.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm with you.
I hear you.
I see you.
Be very afraid. Be very afraid. Okay, everybody. We're at the end here. Hey, let me tell you about something that I've been doing here, and I've been really looking at this, and this is something that you all should really be taking advantage of. You ever heard of Mammoth Nation? Well, it's one of the fastest growing conservative marketplaces. What a better way to stop supporting woke companies than to support businesses that support Americans and its people, you know? Come on, supports America and its people. Mammoth Nation is a membership-based online shopping platform that features American-owned business and operated. Right. And they support America First candidates and causes. You don't ever really hear about businesses supporting the candidates. Right. You really don't. Just to name a few things you can take advantage of on their website. Hotels, training gear, beef, wine, women fashion, men apparel, dog treats, gun accessories, and so much more. Visit Mammoth Nation and use promo code WILL to get a 30% discount on your membership today. Or click the link below. I made it really easy. Click the link below right now.
And let me just tell you.
It's right
here. If you use our promo code, it's $20 for the year. And you get that back on your first order off this website. Yeah. Hotels.
It's a no-brainer.
Vacations are coming up. Take advantage of it.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. It's really awesome. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. UniteAmericaFirst.com/donations. Support me. Actually, we have someone. JDWC3. Thank you so much for the blessing. God bless everybody. We talked about it.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.
It's MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.